The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
Yeah, tonight. I'll just see you around.
No more. No more. I'm 80s heavy fade.
Not playing the album version, playing the radio version.
Heavy fades. Yes. Power fade. Hey, welcome back.
The computer broke?
Oops. Yep, that's what happened.
Good power fade.
We don't have anybody in the room to fix that.
No. Nope.
So, oh, well.
I refuse.
I don't blame you. Well, there's the San Francisco band, The Tubes, because they don't even like to admit they're from here, and thank God for that. Maybe we kicked them out, and they don't even. That was awful.
Or maybe that's where he came from and then got together with the boys in San Fran.
80s, the majority of 80s music makes me, I would rather, like if I had a time machine for entertainment, I'd go back to like Plague Days and watch them play with dead chickens and rats than I would go to pop music 80s shows. There's like seven things that came out of the 80s that were decent. And even one has been ruined, Alyssa Milano. Outside of that.
You weren't a big Human League guy or?
Were there big Human League people?
Come on.
Just Brady.
Of, yeah.
What, Big Country next?
What's I was other? Working oh, as no. a waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true.
Yeah, other than like Metallica, Van Halen, early Van Halen.
Cars?
Nope. That's like 79 when their good stuff came. They had a couple hits in the 80s, but I could do without
their biggest hit, the biggest album in the 80s.
Yeah, they were better in the 70s.
Anthrax.
That's true, but yeah.
He had a few.
That Heartbeat City album was huge.
Trying to think of anything else in the 80s that I would want to bring it today. No, I don't like Slayer that much.
Oh,
they're okay.
Cocaine?
Cocaine came from the 80s. Yeah. That's a good one, Mark.
Or was that 70s?
Well, the reason we needed it so much was to deal with what was going on in the 80s. E.T.
Still number one highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah. Good on them. Yeah, that's about it. Everything else was just weird. The clothes got weird.
Phoebe Cates.
Okay.
But only in the 80s, because then she disappeared after Kevin Kline wrecked her honey hole, and now there's a
two. See, she knew when to leave.
She knew when to drop the mic and walk away. You're right. Phoebe Cates. You're right. Phoebe Cates, Van Halen, Metallica. I know you're not. You're going to argue with me all day, John.
Split Ends.
You're not talking about all the great
Split Ends. Come on.
You're just searching now.
Talk.
Who's
the guy that sang about the rowboat to China? The little rowboat to China. Oh, you said you clown. Had the cute
Matthew. Their
Oh, the Carmasar.
Yeah.
Matthew Wilder.
Thank you, John. Yes. I knew John in this time machine.
I got this, boys. Step aside. Step aside as I program the DeLorean back to the 80s.
It's a good thing we cut your hair, John, because you would still be there. Anywho. Thought I'd throw that out to you. Before we get into the entertainment drill, I believe Lady J has a moment. Do you have the I Am Woman for me real quick?
Hang on a second. Pull that up.
Tonight we have this event, and I always worry that the social cues will be missed. I feel like I help out with people's, I don't know, I guess their behavior, what do they call that when they send those girls off to etiquette school? Like your etiquette, your social etiquette. It always goes away at our parties. It always seems to disappear, and that's why we even had the Rock Wars about you're too close, you're bugging me. Just social cues about conversation. No one to just have a, hey, Marcus, it's good to see you. Love the show, man. I think it's great. That one time you did this was fun. Not, my mom one time told me that, you know, I don't want to know any of that. And nobody wants, like, know how to have a conversation with somebody and be interesting, Brady and Toledo. I look at you. And also know when to get out, like Phoebe Cates.
Why did I get along to this? I don't like having conversations with people.
Well, now you know how we feel. Thank you for that. We'll put a little tea and then... Boom. Yeah, so we have that. But the ladies need somebody. Like, from a bunch of guys barking at them the whole time, saying, I'd like you to do this, I'd like you to do that. Ladies, our own female correspondent, Jay Gutentag, is lady. Jay, of course. She's going to tell you guys how to behave socially in these events. And this is advice to the ladies from our own Jay Gutentag. Lady Jay, please take it away.
See, here we go again, John, with the bathing and the hygiene. You already talked about the dyke bag. But it's just common courtesy. If you're going to show up to an event and it's over 100 degrees out, put some pit stick on, wash your junk, and if you just took a dump, take a bath, take a shower. I don't care what you do. You know, I get up, I drink my coffee.
I drink my whiskey.
It keeps me moving, slick. Not to be confused with dick. It's slick. Do my business. Hit the water. That's what you do. Use a little soap. You know? Well, use a lot of soap. Lather that lower brown eye, the gooey brown eye up. Just be clean. So fresh and so clean, clean. Is that so hard? Seriously. Clean it up, guys. Peace.
All right, there you go. From the ladies, for the ladies.
When you think of etiquette, you always think of Lady
well,
J.
Well, I need a lady to tell the ladies, yeah. You know what? It's not just about us. Thank you, Lady J, for a female perspective on how to behave in tonight's event. Brady, I looked at you
Slick.
And I was worried about you for a second there. Brady had a moment.
I don't like her talking about her brown eye.
Brady, you got to clean the tubes. That's what that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scrub your fee weeble. Some lady just emailed me. I've known her forever. Randy says she went to go see the Tubes. You might like Randy quite a bit, Brady. My husband and I went to see the Tubes at Casino Arizona a few years ago. I was a huge fan back in the day. They had a meet and greet and CD signing, and Fee Waybill was there, and he was an absolute b-hole to my husband. Completely ruined my love for the Tubes. You mean the music didn't do that to you first? He did you a favor, lady. Come on, Randy. Anyway. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends over there at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Talked to somebody yesterday that said, again, the common thread is, I just don't think I'm in a good enough shape to get in there and do what you're doing. Yes, you are. Anybody can do it. You wander in there and you're like, look, I want to get in shape. And they'll start you off wherever you stand right now is where you'll start. And you'll be blown away at what you can accomplish. And they're going to get you to the next level. Wherever you are, that's where you start. That's it. Crawl, walk, run to the next level, and they got you going, man. It is absolutely unbelievable. And the things you will learn, you just can't learn it anywhere else. It's the only place you're going to get this stuff. So, yeah, climb on that treadmill, push weights around, do whatever it is you're doing. I guarantee you're going to get bored doing that and probably fall off the wagon. At React Defense, you will not. You're going to find something new every time you go. And you're going to learn some things. You're like, man, I can actually use this stuff out in public. What's the point of getting all huge and ripped? Other than to stand by the pool, if you don't know how to use huge and ripped in a proper way, your brain still needs to get some work while you're working out, and that's what they do. ReactDefense.com is the home of Tactical Black, Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler. Simple as that. ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Ric Flair broke up with the WWE.
Right on time. Boy, we needed another match from him before.
I guess he was in a storyline that he didn't like.
He's like 90.
I know, and the storyline was, I guess his daughter was involved. And another woman, and the other woman got pregnant and in real life. And so they're writing that in the story that I think he would be the dad. And he's like, look, I'd rather be thrown around that I don't like.
He doesn't want to be somebody's dad.
And he didn't have an option to
change
the story.
Sounds like Toledo's dad's storyline. Anything but what you're trying to talk me into right now.
Dog, the bounty hunter's lawyer, filed docs in Hawaii. Because he's owed about $1 million from Dog from his arrest in 2003 in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
See how that'll pan out. I don't know if you saw Disneyland's new deal. They've got the Magic Key passes. Mm-mm. They've dropped their annual pass deal. This is the new setup, Magic Keys. It starts at, there's four different levels. It basically gives you the access to the parks, discounts.
Cool.
Reservations, automatic reservations at the resorts. Top one is $1,399, and the cheapest one I think is at $399.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it over $100 to get in there just one time?
Yeah,
but this is the scam, because how many times are you going to go?
I guess if you live there, I mean, maybe.
Live there?
If you live there, there's a slight difference in price. It's $179 difference.
Oh, no kidding.
I know a lot of people here locally that get the season passes. So they spend like a grand.
I think Chrisky used to do that. He's a big Disney guy.
If you went twice, it pays for itself, I guess.
Larry, do you have that? Did you go to the Disney a couple times? You didn't get the pass. No. We used to get them here at the station, but not anymore. Somebody screwed that up. Probably Bruce Kelly for everybody, because he pulled his wiener out. That's true.
For the entire market.
He ruined the whole market. He was the one who went. He pulled his wiener out on a plane in front of Disney people.
I thought Pete went one year when we were here.
Bruce was still on the plane.
I guess you
That's true. They tried again, and maybe somebody else did the wiener thing. You don't pull the wiener out in front of the ears. You just don't do it. You're not coming back.
R. Kelly said he's too broke to pay for the court transcripts days before his sex trafficking trial. Oh, and he also needs new clothes because he gained weight in prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The food's that good in prison?
OJ got big and fat in prison, remember?
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Cosby got yoked.
Cosby got huge.
You might be excited about this Lego Star Wars Halloween special.
Maybe.
Terrifying Tales. It comes out on Disney Plus October 1st.
All right.
The drummer of The Offspring fired. Because he wouldn't get the vaccination.
Oh, he was fired?
Yeah.
Oh. Sounded like he was going to fire somebody.
A little wording.
Right.
Yeah, he was fired, according to him. But he also says he has a medical condition, so he can't get the vaccination.
Wonder what his condition is.
Nobody says what the condition is.
He's stroking. I'd be fired. Me not happy. Oh, he's gone caveman.
He turned into Yoda. That's why all the words are backwards. That's his medical condition.
Brady starts Yodaing tonight. You know,
beer good. Taste I will have. Tony Bennett celebrated his 95th birthday yesterday.
Bentley,
and he announced he's doing his final album.
One more album, Brady. I'm gonna sing to the everybody's
with Lady Gaga.
Ugh. Is she going with him?
Yeah.
Larry, you're making me nervous. What's going on? All right.
He's got something to read.
Behind me with a
He's
note.
Got something to read.
I was waiting for you guys to start talking about tonight, and then I was going to jump in and say I just got a call from the Cha-Ching Chavez.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Angry?
No, not at all. He's going to come out and see you guys.
Cha-Ching Chavez is coming out tonight. Yeah. Fantastic.
And apparently, it was his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so he was telling me, he was like, it's his face that's on the Instagram account, but it was his wife that was making
that
the
That was
comment.
Mouthing off about it.
Right.
Well, good. He can get two buses and a transfer and meet us tonight at 4 p.m.
And that's exactly what I asked him. I said, you're the guy that said must be nice? He was like, no, that was actually my wife. But,
It's hilarious.
The actual reason for Cha-Ching Chavez.
And he's coming out to see it tonight.
So nice. Great.
Chavez is throwing his wife under the bus that he needs to use to get to the thing tonight.
Exactly.
That's exactly it, Marcus.
And he's already at the bar now.
Yeah, well, of course.
No, no joke.
No kidding?
No, he called me from the bar.
All right, well, I'm wearing a disguise.
Oh, jeez. Nobody wants to meet you in 9 hours.
You better get that tubes track ready to roll down your phone.
Don't stand. Is there a Spanish version of this?
And he told me it was at the bar, and I said, must be nice.
Cha-ching, McFeely. All right, well, there you go. Yeah, Larry was standing behind me with a note. That's never good. This time it is.
Hey, John, you could totally pull your wiener out on a plane. No. Don't diss on that guy. It's no big deal. Signed, O-H-I-O.
The kid from Ohio. Yeah, don't take your wiener out when Disney's giving you a free ride. Just don't. That's it. All right, tonight, 4 Peaks from 7 to 9, we're going to break out the Cha-Ching Chavez and have a good time with Man Chavez. And I like Marcus's take. His wife is now under the bus. He needs to take to get there. Well, the reason he had to get there so early is because there aren't afternoon buses from where he lives to Tempe. So we had to get there on the morning bus. Well, there you go. Well, cool, Chavez. We'll see you there. The very reason. I may be bringing my dog, Gordon, who is the logo for Cha-Ching Chavez as well. And he also shares a voice with John Gordon, who sits right next to us on his 20th anniversary. Tonight, we'll see you guys out there at Four Peaks in Tempe. Until then, just enjoy yourself some Larry. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fees.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.